This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Yeah, I'm just scratching the surface here on some really good, amazing audio for the afternoon. So we're going to get into that as we move along. Don't forget, we do have Sue's News in the next hour. A big concert announcement today for Busch Stadium in the spring. We'll cover that as well. A legendary, I don't want to give this away. Brad might know already. Brad Young. There was a legendary Columbia business that is shuttering its doors. Do you know what it is by any chance?
Do not. It can't be Shakespeare's Pizza.
No.
Because they just invested big money in a building.
It so is what not is? Shakespeare. I'm not going to tell you. I'm going to tell you at 407. So how about that?
What a tease.
Sub shop.
Oh, okay. I know. Go ahead.
Yeah. Sorry. But didn't you love their veggies? You ever had their veggies? I always love meat, but the sub shop's veggies, incredible. Sue has no relationship.
Are you talking about Columbia
again?
Yes,
Columbia.
Oh, yeah. I got that.
But Fred, this is Mizzou Mafia stuff here with Brad and I. Hey, did you go to Mar-a-Lago with Mika and Joe by any chance?
Well, I showed up late, and they wouldn't let me in because they knew I was an attorney, and they said, no, we don't like attorneys.
How about that whole dynamic? I just had a little fun here at the beginning of the show. I mean, there's no shame, I guess, in the MSNBC world. The only thing that could have made that better is if Joy Reid was tagging along, I think.
I know, but you know what's interesting is how the audience is responding. I mean, they're outraged that a member of the media would actually meet with the president-elect.
Well, you know, after calling them Nazis and all that, I think they, you know, I don't know who their audience is, because I think that what MSNBC is starting to realize is that they've had people peel away. What happened is, though, I think the people who hated Trump the most peeled away because they got exhausted and they don't want to hear it anymore, even on MSNBC. But when you start to look at their numbers, especially for their morning show, they're not good. So they have big paychecks. They have to somehow justify that.
I know it's not good. In fact, I heard that the Department of Justice's witness protection program is going to start putting people on MSNBC just to make sure nobody finds them.
Yeah, there you go. And Claire McCaskill is a star on MSNBC. Don't forget that. All right. So what happened with a lot of these things are a little difficult with Trump to keep track of right now, Brad. But obviously there was some happenings in New York with Judge Merchant today. So what was decided?
Well, what's interesting is that initially Judge Merchant said one thing and then reversed himself and the court reversed himself. There's a lot of complexity. But just in the last about 20 minutes, we have some consistency in what happened. Here's what happened. Today was the deadline. Actually, yesterday was the deadline for Alvin Bragg to file documents with the New York court with Judge Merchant about what should happen at the sentencing, which is currently scheduled for November 26th. In the letter, it was supposed to be a brief, but now they sent a letter, and Alvin Bragg's office has said that the issue of sentencing should be postponed until 2029, until Trump leaves office, and then revisit the sentencing from the 34 felony convictions in New York. Now, it's the Trump team's position that all of this should be dismissed, not just because he won re-election, but because of the Supreme Court decision last year that granted all presidents large swaths of immunity when it comes to official acts. So right now, at least as of after flip-flopping, we're still scheduled for a November 26 decision from Judge Mershon on whether he will sentence the president, yes or no. If he does sentence him, what will it be? Or if he delays sentencing, when will that be? Or if he chooses to dismiss the case, how that will work?
So why not just dismiss the case? I guess the answer to that would be politics, right? Because now if you're Alvin Bragg, you can still have this maybe in your back pocket to say to your constituents, look, I'm not letting him off the hook, right?
Exactly. Exactly. Because he literally ran on the issue of getting Trump. And in Missouri, when Kim Gardner ran on the issue of getting the McCloskeys, she was dismissed from the case because of a conflict of interest. But, you know, New York doesn't have those niceties.
Yeah, different rules for
different rules, different rules. So the issue here is, should the case be dismissed? Now, I am very rarely can I issue proclamations with absolute certainty. In this case, if once the sentencing happens, then the case can be appealed. And if this goes up on appeal, even in the state of New York, I am absolutely certain that the Trump convictions will be overturned. But we can't even get to that until Judge Mershon makes a decision on sentencing.
Yeah. I like to, by the way, I love to play this game with my friends on the left, and no one's been able to score a point yet. I always like to say, when they say he's a felon, like, what was he convicted of in New York? They can't answer. I did. Who did I do? I did it to someone on the air, and they couldn't answer.
Yeah, I can't remember. Yeah,
nobody knows. That's the thing. Now, how does this juxtapose, if you will, Brad, with what's happening in Georgia? Because you had some hearings that were supposed to take place, or I guess arguments yesterday, on this, ruling in Fulton County with Fani Willis.
Correct.
So is that dead now as well?
Well, what's interesting is this morning, the court unilaterally on its own simply dismissed oral argument in this case on the Fani Willis case. So we don't really know. It's truly in limbo right now. The court has dismissed oral argument. And so we don't know if the court is going to revisit it, if they're going to reset it for oral argument, if they're going to dismiss. Now, technically, in this particular case, he can still, at least in theory, go forward because it's a state case. However, the Supreme Court decision on immunity applies to either state cases or federal cases. So that, of course, is also flummoxed by...
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This situation with the Supreme Court. So we don't know where that stands either. It's really in limbo.
So what about Pennsylvania? Let's touch on this just a little bit. I saw a story just even a short time ago. You had this Bucks County commissioner, the I don't know if I have that soundbite right now. I can look for it, but went a little viral because she said that she was essentially admitting to breaking the law because she wanted a judge to get involved. And in fact, that's what happened. She got her wish because the Supreme Court in Pennsylvania came in here and made a ruling, didn't they?
They did. The Supreme Court not only made a ruling, but actually reprimanded the Democrats in Pennsylvania because, very simply, what happened there is this. On the mail-in ballots, there is a statutory requirement in Pennsylvania that if you send in a mail-in ballot, you have to, number one, sign it. You have to, number two, date it. So what was going on in Pennsylvania was that there were a large number, not really a large, but in the hundreds, I think it was less than 1,000, in the hundreds of ballots that were signed but were not dated. So under the law, they couldn't be counted. However, the Bucks County people that you just referenced literally said in interviews, I don't really care what the Supreme Court says. We're going to vote. We're going to count these votes.
Yeah. They said that they don't care if they're misdated and undated. They're trying to help. Well, look, let's be honest. They're trying to help Bob Casey. And then she goes on the record and says, I know it's not legal, but I want a judge to get involved. And then she's had to kind of back up and say, well, what I really meant was, no, I think what she really meant, she said.
Yeah, exactly. She's, you know, listen to her words. She meant what she said. So the issue to the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania was, do we count these ballots? And the Republicans, of course, McCormick's camp filed an appeal to the Supreme Court. And what's interesting is this. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court, when you look at it, it says it's a 4-3. And you think, oh, great. It's one of those issues. But it really wasn't. All seven of the Supreme Court judges agreed this was wrong. However, only four of them out of the seven thought that the Supreme Court of Pennsylvania should decide. The other three said, even though we agree this is a problem, we think lower courts. So honestly, it was almost like a 7-0 slapdown at the Pennsylvania Supreme Court to this idea that, you know, we're going to count them all, regardless of whether they're valid, invalid, regardless of whether they comply with state law or not. We're just going to just count everything.
Brad Young is here, our 97.1 FM Talk legal analyst partner with Harris, Dahl, Fisher & Young. It's amazing to me, and I don't know what we can do about this because it is done on a state-by-state basis, that they're still counting ballots, you know, more than 2 weeks after this election in this country. That really has to be rectified, don't you think?
Yeah, I think Bolivia counts their ballots faster than we do.
Seems that way.
Which it really does. It needs to be sped up. It needs to be increased. But at the same time, we have to maintain the integrity of the system because we don't want, for example, there are many instances now where the left, even today, is filing lawsuits against the removal of illegal aliens from ballots. The left is filing lawsuits to prevent people from being registered in multiple places. It's outrageous. And so we have to make sure that everyone votes, but contrary to what they do in Chicago, you only get to vote once, and you can only get to vote if you're a citizen.
Hey, Brad, before I let you go, did you take a look at this Dennis Hancock thing today? I sent you a text. So he's my county councilman. You had this kerfuffle a couple of months ago where he had tried to hire his daughter-in-law, right? And
yes.
They flagged that, Wesley Bell and Sam Page flagged that and said, look, that is a violation of the Constitution. You're out. They basically tried to kick him out of his position. Then the courts got involved. They stayed that original I don't know if that was a court order originally. You can walk me through all that. But then this has been in limbo here for the last few weeks, and they're trying to make a final decision, correct?
It is. And the judge this week is actually going to – he pledged that the judge pledged that a decision will be reached before the end of this week on whether to temporarily remove Dennis Hancock from the county council. Now, I don't think it's going to be a permanent removal. I think the question is only, can he be temporarily removed for a period of time or to negate his votes during a certain period of time? So I don't think it has any long-term consequences, but it certainly has short-term consequences. And let's be real. This is anyone in county politics knows that you can't hire a family member. It's been in the Constitution for more than a century in Missouri. He messed up. There's no question that he did. But now the question is, how do we penalize him for it?
Well, and, you know, I don't think we penalize him at all because you have – this is what's, you know, hinky-jinky. There's my official word. You got Sam Page in there trying to fill some of these positions because Wesley Bell's leaving. You got staff positions that are available.
Yes.
And he's handing them out like candy to people, for example, who used to work with Cori Bush that are now, you know, left without a job. So let's hand a six-figure job to someone like that. So that's perfectly legal. That's perfectly okay with the Constitution, even though in reality it's more nefarious.
Well, it is.
Sleazy.
And I think at the end of the day, Sam Page, well, yeah, that certainly is an accurate word. Sam Page, I do believe, will lose that issue about who gets to appoint the successor to Wesley Bell. But on this issue, I do see that a judge would probably temporarily suspend Dennis Hancock, or if he doesn't suspend him, could retroactively nullify votes during the period of time after he had tried to hire his daughter-in-law.
It's just such a complete waste of
money. Both
of
those are options on the table.
But it's just such a complete – look, they're using county resources for this right now, and it's a waste of time.
Exactly.
It shouldn't be in the courts. Thank you, Brad Young. Appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll talk soon. I got some amazing audio from this guy, Rick Wilson, who is one of the big Never Trumpers out there, started the Lincoln Project. It is glorious, and it's coming up next.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.